Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. We are continuing broadcasting our annual question and answer series, where Dr. Bloom responds to questions sent in by our listeners. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom provides his answers today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Towering far above the works of man, its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
Now, although Job cannot see an end to his suffering or the reason for it, he was still going to trust God that whatever he doeth, he will do it well. And perhaps you've been in that position like Job, where you've not necessarily had his sufferings, but you've prayed, you know, you look up, you look backwards, look sideways, every which way, and it just seems like God's not there. He's not answering, he's not hearing you, and yet he's there all the time. He knows the way that you take. And now it's up to you just to do what you know is the right thing to do. Paul and Silas sang in prison. And it was Paul. He said it was far better, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. And as a result, he was filled with joy. One must decide that they are sticking with the Word of God or the promises of God all the way, regardless of the circumstances in their life, or they're going to go by feelings. And to go by feelings, they're in trouble. I've had people write out directions on how to get to an out-of-the-way place. And I thought many times while following the directions that a bad practical joke had been played on me. However, I stayed with it, followed the directions all the way, and in the end, I ended up where I was supposed to be. Although at times I thought, I'm going in the opposite direction. It's important to understand repentance. Saving faith includes repentance. Repentance is not doing anything. It's not doing penance. It is not a deed, act, work, or right. It is rather a change of the heart. It basically is an attitude of the heart in turning from sin and self and turning to God. In Acts chapter 20, verse 21, we read, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Saving faith is the human heart turning to God and then trusting in Jesus Christ. As there is the part of trusting Christ, there's also the part of turning to God. It may seem inconsequential, but I believe there is a spiritual reason that some go through the motions of believing in Christ, but are not really born again. They want a fire escape without really turning to God. The attitude is essentially, Lord, I want salvation, but I'm going to keep doing my own thing. Repentance and faith are two separate things which come together as one in salvation. Now, one must understand, I can't remove my own sin or have power over it. And also realize that God is holy. I cannot be good enough for Him. I can't be good enough to be accepted of Him in my own power. Have you ever thought that one of the reasons Jesus instructed us to pray in His name is that we could not approach unto God except through Him? We're all as an unclean thing. The shed blood of Jesus Christ was spread upon the mercy seat of heaven, and it's through Him we have access to God. A person who realizes they are a sinner, who does not deserve to be saved, and that is a person who is now on the right road. The publican, he stands with his head turned down, crying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We come to God with Jesus Christ. We ask that since the blood was shed for us, that he would forgive us and cleanse us of all our sin. I've used in preaching the following illustration. I've taken three people from the audience. One represents God. The other person represents the sinner. The third person represents sin. And boy, do we have fun with that sometimes. But I preach the gospel. The sinner hears it and realizes he is headed to hell. He turns to God, but his sin won't let him go. Then I have the one that's representing God reach out to take his sin away. Now, the person who represents sin has his hands on this guy. He's holding onto this guy. And so the person representing God reaches over to separate the sin and his power from the sinner. Well, then we show that's the first step. That's one of the steps. Now, the next scenario, I have the guy turn to God. And when the one representing God begins to reach to remove the sinner pulls the guy who is representing sin back to him and says, no, not that. He doesn't want God to take his sin away. Even though he did turn to God, he turned only for a personal salvation from the consequences of sin, but he did not want saved from sin. And Matthew 1:21 says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, this is also seen in 1 John 3:5, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Jesus was manifested to take away our sin. We could not take it away ourselves. If we're unwilling for him to take away our sin, then we aren't saved. Now understand, taking away our sin does not mean we will not sin. We do sin, and even daily. However, it does mean sin does not have power over us any longer. Also, since the Bible likens the saved to the bride of Christ and marriage in Ephesians 5:22, salvation should be viewed as a marriage. In a wedding, the groom says, I do. However, the marriage is not complete until the bride says, I do. Now, if a groom says, I love you, and you'll be my number one woman, however, I have four others who are ladies I will spend time with because I have affection for them also, although I don't love them as much as you, will she marry him? I should hope not. It's the same if the lady says that to the groom, well, look, I'll be one of your wives, but you need to realize you're one of my husbands. See, in salvation, we are entering a relationship that is in Christ and in him alone. It is not Jesus Christ and. It's just Christ alone. In my wedding vows, I said love, honor, and cherish. Have I always honored and cherished my wife with all my heart as I'm supposed to? Of course not. I failed many times. Yet, we're still married after 43 years. Marriage, you see, is a commitment. It's a heart belief. I'm not a perfect husband, and she's not been a perfect wife, but we love each other and are still married. Well, Jesus Christ loves you and will never leave you nor forsake you. Yours is to receive him as your Lord and Savior. That's what Romans 10:9-10 is telling us, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now don't stop at the word believeth. It's not for with the heart man believeth, it's for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That is the righteousness of Christ. And with the mouth confession is made into salvation. Now finally, your problem is not what a lot of people have told you. Your problem is with OCD. Instead, it is a devil trying to make you doubt God and his word. As long as Satan can keep you doubting, you cannot go on any further in the Lord. I would suggest the following. Right now, make it final. Let the Lord know you want him to be your Savior, to take away your sin, and you want him to do whatever is necessary to make you what you ought to be. Secondly, go forward at the invitation in your church and let the people know you're settling it right now. Follow up in baptism. Memorize 1 John 5:11-13, John 10:27-29, John 1:12, and there are many other verses on security, but these are enough to start. And every time Satan tries to make you doubt, quote and think on these verses. Then go out and give at least 3 people a salvation tract, and then talk to someone about the Lord. You see, when you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Now, he'll come back again and try again, but remember, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And my friend, I hope that this is helpful to you and that you will follow up and that you will do this and do exactly as we have just outlined for you here in our answer to you. And I hope, my friend, if you're listening to this broadcast and you're wrestling with salvation because one day you feel it and one day you don't, I hope that you will go to our website and re-listen to this or listen to the plan of salvation on our website, or just right now, right where you are, just turn your heart and life over to Christ and ask him to save your soul. He said, man, I've asked the Lord to save me 30 times. Well, why don't you make it public this time? Go forward in church. Say, you know what? I've had doubts. I've wrestled with this thing a long time. I'm just nailing it here once and for all. And I know Jesus accepts me. I know that the devil's going to try to make me doubt. But I'm going to take care of it right now. Follow in baptism. Do the whole thing. And then from that point forward, just follow the Lord with your whole heart. Don't worry about what a bunch of people around you say and try to do to you. You just do that which is right. Well, let's have the next question in our series here.
Would you explain the word repent in the area of salvation? Is this just the change of the mind or turning from sin? I've heard so many say so many different things. The Bible shows some places repent and other places believe. Just believe the gospel or the blood must be applied. I would be at peace with this matter. It is very important to me as my family believes different ways, some of which I've just mentioned.
All right. Thank you, Jerry, for that question from this listener. And this is my answer to this particular listener. Your question is a logical one, since I've heard so many answers that have been given for this very question. However, scriptures provide the answer, and that's what we must always consult and be sure that when we have an answer, it's scriptural, it's not in part, but it's exactly as it is to men as they are, so we try to keep it in context. Now, some take the dictionary of our modern era and define the word repent as to change the mind. However, even in that context, one will find that the definition does not stop there. I found also that the definition of the same word, repent, includes to turn from. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.